तन्नो दुर्गिः प्रचोदयात्। ॐ शान्ति शान्ति शान्तिः। ओके, सो द फर्स्ट फाइव वर्सेस, यु नो, दे फर्स्ट वर्स प्रेजेंट्स द इंडिविजुअल बीइंग ए कॉम्पोजिट ऑफ थ्री Illuminators are three seers: sense organs, mind, and the sakshi with a physical body. And that first verse, which presents the individual as a composite of three illuminators, is further explained and commented upon by the following four verses. Actually, illuminated one is explained in the next second verse. Illuminated two, devaha are explained in the verse number two. Deva devaha is explained in verse number three, and mahadevaha is explained in how this sakshi is seer explained in the fourth verse. Then, what this sakshi is, nature of the sakshi is unfolded in the fifth verse. Na udeti, na astam yeti, na vriddhim yati, na kshayam yati. Remember all those words? If you don't remember, I'll make you repeat it again. If you don't remember, I won't go further. Here I have to see that you all remember it. Na udeti, say now.
No.
So the fifth verse unfolds the nature of the sakshi. What? How sakshi is the witness? One who is there, the absolute illuminator, the witness, the sakshi is chaitanyam chitihi. That chitihi, you can get the words. You cannot miss the words in my class hereafter. Chitihi, the chaitanyam, the sakshi, witness, the consciousness, the absolute illuminator of all the minds, and which is there in every individual also as the sakshi, is what now? Na udeti, na astam yeti, na vriddhim yati, na kshayam yati. What, you didn't understand? Doesn't it sound like English? Very simple, isn't it? Na vriddhim yati, na kshayam yati. And then, swayam vibhati anyani bhasayati. You can understand this. Swayam vibhati anyani bhasayati. So, mainly these five verbs, look at this. Na udeti na astameti, na vriddhim yati na kshayam yati, four verbs. Swayam vibhati anyani bhasayati, six. How many verbs are there? Six verbs are there. But all the usually any verb indicates an action. But here all these verbs do not indicate an action, but they reveal the swarupam. Remember now, we have to be very careful. Action, now eats means what? Swamini is eating. Easiest verb to remember for you, isn't it? Mm-hmm. Swamini is eating means what? Eating is an action, isn't it? Will involved action. Like that, Swamini is going also is will involved action. But here, na udeti, na astam yeti, na vriddhim yati, na kshayam yati, isn't it? Na is there. So, every verb implies the swarupam. First two verbs, no, na udeti, na astam yeti, those two verbs reveal the sakshi, chaitanyam, the chitihi being, no, timeless reality. So, timelessness of sakshi is explained by the two words. Thereafter, the timeless reality is also what now? Is spatially also it is limitless. All it is, that is explained by the following two words. How? By revealing the sakshi's nature being changelessness. Na vriddhim yati, na kshayam yati. Does not grow, expand or big. Doesn't become small. Those two verbs, isn't it? Doesn't reduce in size. Those two verbs imply the changelessness being the nature of chitihi. And the changelessness also implies what? Remember, actionlessness, motionlessness, silence, Changeless means it implies all other swarupam also. Silence and that chaitanyam is of the nature of actionlessness, because consciousness, witness, does not do any action. That is swarupam. Isn't it? That's reality. Therefore, why doesn't move? Because it is all pervasive. So, all pervasiveness also is implied by the same verbs. Isn't it? So, actionlessness, motionlessness, silence, changelessness, and then what? All pervasiveness. So, this reality, he says, what is its nature? What is that reality? What is that which is like this? Is a swayam vibhati. That vibhati, that which is self-effulgent, means what? That which is of the nature of knowledge. Sakshi is of the nature of consciousness, awareness, pure knowledge. And not only that, not only swayam, it is self-effulgent and self-revealing. It is also what? It is all illumining. Again, illumining also is not its action, it is swarupam. So, anyani vibhasayati. All illumining. This what is? Sakshi. And how does it illumine? Everything also. How does it illumine? I told you in the class, these sense organs are inert by themselves. The devaha are inert by themselves. The mind also inert by itself. And if the sense, the whole jagat is what? Is inert by itself. Whole jagat means all the sense, five different sense objects which constitute the jagat, also what now? Inert. So inert jagat, in order to come to light, to be existent, to be illumined, they are very much dependent on sense organs. We saw the same verse in Tatnatra Suryabhati also. Again, I am bringing it here. The whole jagat is dependent on the five senses to be illumined, to be known, to be perceived, thereby to become existent. I'm using all the three words. To be illumined, to be seen, to be perceived, to be known. Isn't it? To be illumined actually. Therefore, the senses themselves had to become illuminators, seers, perceivers, for which they are dependent on. They had to borrow consciousness from the mind because they themselves are inert. So for them to be able to borrow consciousness, they are illumined themselves. You know, remember that. They are illumined. They are illuminators in the standpoint of the world, the five different objects, but they are themselves illumined by the mind, their lent consciousness, and thereby they are made conscious and sentient. Isn't it? That then they borrow consciousness from the mind, and because mind alone makes the whole body conscious and sentient, thereby mind makes the sense powers which indwell the golokams also sentient and conscious. What about this mind? Mind also is inert by itself. It has manifestation of consciousness, it has reflection of consciousness, thereby the inert mind becomes conscious and sentient, thereby it has the capacity to illumine the sense powers, thereby it illumines the world external, world outside. And who is the one who borrows consciousness here? The mind borrows consciousness, but from where? From Sakshi. So, Sakshi, does Sakshi also borrow consciousness? Because Sakshi is Swayam consciousness. Swayam Vibhati. It is of the nature of effulgence. It is of the nature of knowledge. It doesn't need to borrow. It is Swarupam. Sakshi is self-revealing and self-effulgent. It only lends consciousness. Doesn't need to borrow. But Sakshi, we say, Sakshi alone illumines the mind. Through illumining the mind, it illumines the senses. Through the illumination of the senses, it illumines the world of objects. Understand now, Swayam Vibhati Anyani Bhasayati. Remember that now, this is what is Chitihi. Sakshi, the third illuminator. Do you remember all these things now? The two relative illuminators, one absolute illuminator with the conscious body constitute what? The individual. That topic is over with the fifth verse. Thereafter, from 6th onwards, we have to read. From 6th, I told you how these illuminators become illuminators. How are they formed and what are their functions? What are all the functions of these three illuminators are explained from verse 6th to 12th. I tell you, this will really give you a lot of clarity. All the doubts you have about Maya, everything will be cleared later on. Okay. Now read the 6th verse. So second topic begins, isn't it? Three illuminators have been explained earlier. Now further, there is formation functions. Chichaya Veshato Buddho. Veshato Buddho Bhanam Dhistu. What you do, people who do not have the paper, book, and then I ask you to please write it down in Tamil if you want. Not all the verses, today's verse, okay? I'll tell you later on. First, now you can say that. Chichaya Veshato Buddho.
Chichaya Veshato Buddho.
Bhanam Dhistu.
Bhanam Dhistu.
Sorry. Chichaya Veshato Buddho Bhanam.
Chichaya Veshato Buddho Bhanam.
Dhistu Dvidha Sthita.
Dhistu Dvidha Sthita.
Ekaham Kritiranyasyat.
Ekaham Kritiranyasyat.
Antahkarana Rupini.
Antahkarana Rupini.
So this verse tells you the inert, insentient, material product mind becomes illumined, or there is illumination on the part of the mind because of the reflection of consciousness, because of the manifestation of consciousness. Here, we can say easily, it doesn't have consciousness of its own. Very important, mind does not have consciousness of its own. தானாக அதற்கு உணர்வு என்பது கிடையாது. Understand, it is inert, but it becomes conscious how bhanam. Bhanam means what? Illumination. Now you can say this, surya bhanam means what? Illumination of the sun. When you say surya bhanam, here chiti bhanam. Understand? So there is illumination of the mind, buddho bhanam. Illumination in the mind, illumination on the part of the mind. How? Chichaya. Say no?
Chichaya.
See, chit means consciousness, chaya means shadow, shade, reflection. And here you had said word chichaya means chidabhasaha. Say no?
Chidabhasaha.
I want to learn all the words. Chit, say no?
Chit.
Chit means pure consciousness. Chidabhasaha, say no?
Chidabhasaha.
Chit abhasaha, say no?
Chit abhasaha.
Chidabhasaha.
Chidabhasaha.
Chichaya. Chit pratibimbaha.
Pratibimbita
chaitanyam. We'll come across all these words. All these words mean what? Reflection of consciousness or manifestation of consciousness. Is it clear now? So here, chichaya veshataha, due to the manifestation of consciousness, due to the reflection of consciousness, there is illumination of the mind. There is consciousness on the part of the mind. Understand now? Therefore, what now? It becomes conscious. Then that conscious mind, look at, he says now, buddhihi, buddhihi, two words mean what? Same mind only. Please understand, in different contexts, the words even Rajaji, you asked me that day, Buddhau, no? Buddhi literally means intellect. I told you last class itself, I'm repeating it today because you will not forget. Buddhi literally means intellect, is understood elsewhere. Buddhi, dhihi, no, all these words mean the mind also. So here, Buddhi, he used, immediately he used the word dhihi. Dhihi dvidha krita. Say no? Dhihi dvidha krita. This mind is divided into two portions. They don't think the really mind is divided into two portions. It is as though, it's not really divided. For the mind cannot be divided also. It is like, can we divide the ocean and the waves?
No.
No. There is a base part of the ocean from where the waves rise, and there are also waves. It's a gross example for the subtlest thing, isn't it? Something very abstract. So here, similarly, the mind also cannot be divided into two portions, but still for the understanding's sake, he presents buddhihi dvidhakrita. It is now dvidhakrita. These two dvidhakrita. I mean the two, it's two portions. And what are they? First is ahankritihi. Say now?
Ahankritihi.
Antahkaranam.
Antahkaranam.
So these are the two portions. What does the word ahankritihi mean? Literally, ahankritihi means ahankaraha. Ahankaraha means ego. But here you should understand ahankritihi as dravya amshaha of the mind. Dravya amshaha of the mind, and what are the two portions of the mind? Dravya amshaha, vritti amshaha. Say that now. Dravya amshaha, vritti amshaha. Dravya amshaha means what? The mind material, mind substance, mind stuff is called dravya amshaha, and thought part of the mind is called vritti amshaha. Vritti means mental function. Vritti also means thought modification. Thought. So dravya amshaha means what? Mind material. And vritti amshaha means thought portion, thought part of the mind. And material mind, thought mind. It's okay now? These are the two portions. So, these two dvidhakrita, I taught you earlier, I'm reminding you because the translation here is ego and then something will confuse you, that's why. It's not wrong, but this, how the tradition teaches is a little differently, isn't it? The thing, that's why very important, that we won't get understand later on. I can't develop later on subject matter. So here, ahankritihi and then antahkaranam. Dravya amshaha of the manaha and vritti amshaha of the manaha. Remember, Sanskritam, it's easy. Isn't it? Mind material and thought mit form. Okay. And they are like what? They are like the bottom part of the waves, which forms the base for the waves. And the waves are like what? Like the vrittis. Is it clear now? Like that. So we have this two, he talks about the mind this much here. And this, what he wants to say, these two portions of the mind, the two parts of the mind, vritti amshaha as well as, dravya amshaha as well as vritti amshaha, ahankritihi as well as antahkaranam, these both parts of the mind are equally illumined, equally effulgent, equally what now? They're also conscious. Thoughts are conscious. Dravya amshaha also is conscious. Vritti amshaha also is conscious. Why? Buddhau Bhanam. Understand why there is? Because there is illumination. There is illumination of what? Chichaya Veshataha. Chichayayaha Aveshataha. Due to the entry of the manifest consciousness. Isn't it? It is not real entry. Due to the manifestation of consciousness, reflection of consciousness, there is both Dravyamshaha and Vrityamshaha become conscious and sentient. Okay? That's what he wants to say. And in this, dravya amshaha of the mind remains within the body. It does not travel, does not move. Whereas vritti amshaha can come, expand, contract, they move. Understand now, they both, the mind serves as the manifesting medium, the reflecting medium for the consciousness. And the consciousness, there is a reflect, consciousness does not move, you know very well. Why consciousness does not move? That is, we already have taught you, consciousness does not undergo any change. Why does it undergo any change? Because it has no beginning, it has no end. Anything which has a beginning and end is subject to change. And with beginningless, endless, it is not subject to change. And not only that, it remains the same and it pervades everything. Therefore, it's unmoving, immovable, isn't it? And it's already all pervasive. Consciousness pervades everything, always, everywhere. Therefore, consciousness doesn't move very well, you know. But the reflecting medium, you know, that the mind, there again, the ahankritihi, the dravyamshaha of the mind remains firm, doesn't move, but vrittis move. Therefore, what now? Both serve as reflecting medium for the consciousness. Therefore, what now? The reflected consciousness also moves. And the reflection, understand now, reflection of consciousness moves. Why? Reflecting medium moves. Is it clear now? Don't worry about it. Become very clear later on. Is it clear now? Till here? Next verse. Now he says, the chayahankarayoraikyam.
Chayahankarayoraikyam.
Taptayav pindavanmatam.
Taptayav
pindavanmatam. Tadahankaratadatmyat. Dehas Chetana Tamagat. And then very beautifully he said, Chaya Ahankarayoho Aikyam. It is very careful. Chaya Ahankarayoho Aikyam. Aikyam means what? Here unity. Unity here means what? Connection, association. Aikyam here should be understood as association. Association of reflected consciousness and the dravya amsham of the mind. Understand now? Association of the reflected consciousness and the mind, ahankritihi, mind material, isn't it? Mind, you can say mind. Ahankritihi is a mind here. Chaya means reflected consciousness. So there is a, like what, the reflecting medium is the mind, ahankritihi. Reflection of consciousness there is, isn't it? So, dayoho aikyam, association of the reflecting medium, the mind, and the reflected consciousness or the reflection of consciousness, they are inseparably united, like what? Like the reflecting medium, the mirror, and the reflected reflection of face in the mirror. Is there inseparable, isn't it? You can't even take a big thing and scratch also, you can't take it away, because reflection and the reflecting medium are always inseparable. So here, what is reflection? Reflection of consciousness. And what reflecting medium? Ahankritihi, the mind. Their aikyam, their association is like what? It is tapta ayaf pindavat. Remember now, it is similar to that of association of the ahankriti, the mind, and The reflection of consciousness is similar to that of the heated iron ball and the fire. Is it clear now? Iron ball, I told you, iron ball is black, cold, and it is, isn't it? It is not self-revealing. It is not effulgent, non-effulgent. But the same iron ball becomes hot, bright, blazing, and effulgent when? Because of association with fire, isn't it? So who borrows and who is, isn't it? Who is the giver, who is the borrower? Not an action here, understand. Fire does not borrow anything from the iron, but the iron ball borrows heat and brilliance from the fire. But still they unite, associate, isn't it? Ayapindaha, the iron ball, and vat means what? Similar. Ayapinda, which iron ball here? Tapta ayapinda, not ordinary iron ball. Tapta ayapindaha. Tapta means what? Well heated, burnt iron ball in the fire becomes hot and brilliant, and isn't it? It has all the qualities of the fire. If you touch, it will burn. It is brilliant. It is glowing. And it's also hot, isn't it? All these qualities, it has borrowed from where? The heat, light, and also what, isn't it? The glowing. All these qualities, it has borrowed from the fire. Is it clear now? It's not of its own. So fire does not undergo any change because of its association with the iron ball. Isn't it? Similarly, tapta ayapindavat. What happened here? Chayayaha ahankarayoho aikyam. There also association here. He's like saying the similarity. Comparing, isn't it? How is the association of the reflection of consciousness and the reflecting medium, the mind, the association of the chaya, reflection of consciousness and the reflecting medium, mind, is like the well-heated iron ball. That means what? Like the iron ball and the fire, how they're inseparable, how exactly he gives. They are inseparable. Okay? Now he says, tad ahankara tadatmyat. Now he is next. That illumined, effulgent, conscious, sentient mind. Now why he is explaining now? Now mind is ever, we understand here, mind by itself is insentient, but their mind can never exist without reflected consciousness. Therefore, you have to understand, mind is always conscious. That means what? Mind is always conscious, always sentient. Mind is always conscious and sentient because consciousness is eternal. Whenever the mind comes into being, naturally there will be reflection of consciousness. Therefore, when is mind inert? No. Don't say, for some time mind remained inert, then became conscious. No. Mind is means what? It is conscious only. But because of what? Chichaya. Isn't it? Because of chit pratibimba, chidabhasaha. So here he says, chichaya, ahankrita chichaya, ahankara yoho aikyam, tapta ayapindavate. He says, tad ahankara tadatmyat. Tadatmyam has three meanings. Association, connection, thatness, and identity. Okay? Many meanings are there. But here you should take which meaning? Association, connection. Isn't it? This conscious mind is connected to, associated with a physical body. Thereby what happens now? This conscious mind, isn't it? Because associated with physical body, thereby what now? Tadatmyat, deha Chetanatam Agat. This physical body becomes conscious. Is it clear now? This is also old lesson. I'm repeating old lesson purposely. Please don't take it. I'm purposelessly repeating. So, Dehaha Chetanatam Agat. Say now. Dehaha Chetanatam Agat. Body becomes conscious. Body becomes conscious. How? Tadatvyat. Due to its association. With what? With the conscious mind. Is it clear now? Conscious, sentient mind. When the body becomes conscious and sentient, the sense organs become activated, then perception takes place. Is it clear now? That's all understood. Chetanatam Agat. Okay, now we'll go to the next. Now, this conscious mind, the next verse. So, how this sense organs, seer number one, the illuminator one, devaha, are formed, isn't it? How the illuminator one is formed, that is said. How is it formed? Because this body, when the body becomes conscious, sense golakams become conscious, thereby sense organs also become conscious and sentient, and they become capable of illumining. How? Because this, when the body associated with the conscious mind. Is it clear now? So, he explains that how the formation of sense organs as the illuminators. Is it clear? Then, is it clear or not? Then, we should say, look at me and I will think, oh, nothing has been understood. Understand? So, that is very important. So, here he says, but because of the tadatmyat, dehaha chetanatam agat means, that implies three main things. Body becomes conscious, thereby body is nothing but all the golakams put together, isn't it? Mm-hmm. All the golakams become sentient and conscious. When the golakams become conscious, the locations of sense powers become conscious, then naturally sense powers also becomes conscious, then they start functioning as sense organs. This is how illuminator one, the devaha, become devaha. Before that, mind becomes deva devaha. Isn't it? How mind becomes conscious? Chichaya veshataha. How they united? Chichaya and Ahankara, this mind, how are they united? The association is like the association of the fire and the iron ball. Is it clear? That is finished. Then, now he's going to talk about this eighth verse now. I think I stopped here last class. Ahang, because all these things I'm repeating purposely, later on I have to connect this again. You will forget otherwise. Ahankarasya tadatmyam.
Ahankarasya tadatmyam.
Chichaya deha sakshibhi.
Chichaya
deha sakshibhi. Sahajam karmajam.
Sahajam karmajam.
Bhranti janyam cha.
Bhranti janyam cha.
Trividham kramat.
Trividham kramat.
See, kramat trividham. Murayaha mundru vahayanavai. What is that? He says, they are three, respectively, they are threefold. Respectively means what? This conscious, sentient, effulgent mind, which has the capacity to illumine the sense organs, this conscious mind, he is associated with three factors. What is the mind associated with? He says, first he said, Chichaya, reflection of consciousness. The mind has association with the reflection of consciousness. Then, physical body, Dehaha. Then, Sakshi. Okay, Sakshi. Mind has, there are three types of associations. three types of identity or three types of association, threefold connections the mind has. Now, what are the threefold? The mind has association with the reflected consciousness or reflection of consciousness. The mind has association with the physical body. The mind has association with the Sakshi. And those three associations, association is called what? Tadatmyam. Say now.
Tadatmyam.
Tadatmyam. And this association is said to be what respectively? We have to see that. Sahaja Tadatmyam.
Karmaja Tadatmyam.
Bhrantija Tadatmyam. I'll repeat it. Say the Sahaja Tadatmyam. Sahaja Tadatmyam. Karmaja Tadatmyam. Bhrantija Tadatmyam. Every association is, the author is beautifully, amazing, the way author, the way he presents Vidyaranya Swami, you know, he shows here, Tadatma association gives, he calls it. So Sahaja Tadatmyam means what? Sahaja means natural. A command, the reflection, the association of the mind with the reflection of consciousness is natural association. Isn't it? If there is a mirror in front of me, and if I sit here, and my face, there will be, without any effort, without doing any action, there will be form, my reflection of this face, this body will be formed in the mirror. It is natural or not? Natural. If there is a reflecting medium and if there is a source of reflection, reflection will be natural, effortless, not will involved action. Isn't it? Is it clear or not? If it is there, reflecting medium is there, source of reflection is there, reflection is inevitable, unavoidable. And we already saw that, isn't it? Sahajam. So what is a Sahaja Tadatmyam? Association of the mind and the reflection of consciousness is natural association. Okay? Association of the mind with this reflection of consciousness is natural association. Natural means what? It is also inseparable. Is it clear now? We'll go to the next one. Then he says, Karmaja Tada. So mind plus reflection of consciousness is equal to Sahaja Tadatmyam. Clear now? Just want to understand. Because there are three pairs now. Three pairs. Mind and reflection of consciousness is one pair. Mind and body is another pair. Mind and Sakshi is another pair. Is it clear now? So, next is what now? So, association of this mind, which mind? Conscious mind and the physical body. Don't say inert mind, okay? Association of the mind is always conscious only. Never is the mind insentient. Understand? Mind is ever conscious, never insentient. Why? Because it's always conscious. Source of reflection is always there. The mind happens to be a reflecting medium. It is ever illumined. Is it clear now? I'll explain to you everything clearly. Wait. Don't be in a hurry. Don't ask in between the questions. Don't interrupt. Listen. Keep on listening. Things will become clear. You can ask me later on. So here, the association of the mind and the body is what? It's called Karmaja Tadatmyam. So mind, sentient mind with the physical body What tadatmyam? Karmaja tadatmyam. What is karma? Prarabdham karma. How does, what is that which maintains the association of the mind and the physical body? If you ask, it is prarabdham karma. That is why what we eat, what we drink, what we, those things, of course, they help us to have good healthy body, but it's all prarabdham. Understand now, prarabdham alone keeps your mind connected with the physical body. Understand now, whether you like it, you don't like it, it will not stay forever. Okay? That's why people, when they put on, say, ventilation also, they'll be sitting, no? And then people think of mercy killing and all that. Take them to Switzerland, where is it? Somewhere, okay? Mercy killing, even after going there, they can't kill. No way. Prarabdha has to end. Until the last bit of prarabdha is there, understand now? That will go. Prarabdha virukra varikum, mind remains connected with the physical body. Prarabdha ends. No, no, please stay for one more day. But see tomorrow my son's wedding and go. No. Quit. 3 days after my granddaughter's delivery. Path to one class bed you show, then go. No. Okay, that's what Chitragupta's kanak. Understand now? The mind just quits, the body goes away when the prarabdha karma ends. As long as prarabdham is there, the mind remains associated. Even for a jnani, after jnanam also, jnani continues to live. Why? Because he has to live till the end of prarabdha. Understand now? That is why karmaja tadatyam. Association of the mind and the body is due to the prarabdha karma. Therefore, karmaja tadatmyam. Is it clear now? Thereafter, brantija tadatmyam. Brantijanyam. Brantijanyam tadatmyam. Association of the mind, this conscious mind, with the Sakshi. Association of this conscious mind with the Sakshi. Look at this. Is what? Brantija tadatmyam. That means what? Mind and consciousness, there cannot be association at all. Association is not possible. Identity is not possible. Why? Because they are of two orders of reality. How can their association is always possible between two things which have independent existence, which is away from things, isn't it? This is here, my hand is here, association is possible. Anything subject to association, which associated, is subject to dissociation also. Isn't it? Anything which is associated is subject to get dissociated also. How can there be association of the wave with the H2O? Is it possible? Association of the wave and the H2O. Or H2O and wave, is it possible? Not possible. Why? First of all, they are not at all two different things. Association of something which is different from it is possible. Is it clear? No. How can there be association of the wave and the water? Association is not possible between wave and water. Second thing, water is satyam, wave is mithya. They are of two orders of reality. One is of higher order, one is of inferior order. Okay, there are two levels of two different orders of reality cannot be associated. The rich boy will marry rich girl in India. You know that. They will never go for ordinary things. That's a problem. Okay. Understand? That is the thing. You know? Similarly, we also say, we see the cultural background and that and this lot of things. So always, the people of different, you know, the cultural variations also, it is not possible sometimes, isn't it? So what I'm saying here, you can't have the dream girl and the real boy cannot get married. These are one Swamiji's example. The dream, the son, father who's looking for a son-in-law, and he wants to get her daughter married, and he finds a nice boy in his dream. Okay, I found a boy now. Let me get my daughter married to the dream boy. That means what? It won't work. Why? Because the dream maapalai is of what? No, inferior reality, isn't it? Whereas this girl is real. Therefore, what? That is, not marriage is not possible. This example, Swamiji's example, okay? It's not possible. Therefore, what? Two orders of reality cannot have association. Is it clear now? Therefore, what is here? Sakshi is satyam. Mind is mithya. One enjoys empirical reality. One has absolute real. One is absolutely real. How can absolutely real thing, a higher order, okay, and empirically real mind be associated? Is it clear now? Therefore, association itself is not possible, but still association is made. Still it is connected. How it is connected? Why it is connected? How it is connected? No, you mistake the mind for the empirically real mind is mistaken for the absolutely real I. The consciousness. When you say I is consciousness, I is not am, I is consciousness, Sakshi, and the Sakshi is what now? Mistaken for the mind, mind is mistaken for the Sakshi. This mistaking is what now? Why do you mistake it? Because you do not know what Sakshi is. You do not know what I is, there is ignorance, therefore there is confusion, you mistake this for that. Is it clear now? I gave an example last class. What's the example I gave? You show the rope and seeing the rope, showing the rope, this is a snake. When you say this and is, these two words indicate, stand for the real, they imply the real rope. But what to say, connect this rope is what? With the false imaginary snake. This association of this real rope with the unreal snake is made impossible, is made possible by what? By confusion. Confusion is because of why you mistake it. Why there's confusion? Because of ignorance of what is. What is rope is not known. Therefore, you mistake the rope for snake. And you say, you also make a statement, this is a snake. This is indicates rope, but it is connected to what? Snake. Is it clear now? In this, there's a statement wherein you have associated the real with the non-real. Is it clear now? This statement shows how it is possible for you to associate, to connect the real with the non-real. Is it clear or not? This is what is said to be Bhrantija Tadatmyam. Is it what now? Bhrantija Tadatmyam. Identifying the rope with the snake is what Tadatmyam? Bhrantija Tadatmyam. Bhranti is due to what? Ajnanam. Ajnanaja Bhrantija Tadatmyam. It is also called Adhyasaja Tadatmyam. Say now. Saja Tadatmyam. Am I clear or not? Yes. So now, you remember, this mind is my God. Look at this mind, has association with everything. Mind has association with the body, mind has association with the reflection of consciousness, mind has association with the Sakshi. No? So three pairs now, all are where? Everything is in an individual, isn't it? So mixed up and crowded here. So, got it now. Now he's going to say beautifully. Is it clear now? Tadatmyam? Okay. So, Bhranti Janyam Tadatmyam. Wrong, isn't it? Wrong association, wrong identity, born of confusion is Bhrantija Tadatmyam. Caused by ignorance. Ignorance caused, confusion born, wrong identity. Say now, I don't want to say, ignorance, like kindergarten class, I don't want to make it say like that. Ignorance caused, confusion born, wrong identity of the mind with the, Sakshi with the mind. Mind the Sakshi. Is it clear? Okay. So now we'll go to the next. Now the author is going to say beautifully, these association of the mind with these three factors, is it possible, now what association, is it separable or non-separable? Inseparable. Now that is going to, he explain. Association of the mind with these three factors is explaining again further in the following verse. Sambandino sator nasti.
Sambandino
sator nasti. No, actually we read the nasti first. Sambandino satoho.
Sambandino satoho.
Sambandino satoho.
Sambandino satoho.
I'll repeat it slowly, you can write it down Tamil. The new verse today, no? Sambandino satoho.
Sambandino satoho.
Nasti.
Nasti.
Nivritti.
Nivritti.
Nivrittis.
Nivrittis.
Sahajasyato.
Sahajasyato.
Karmakshayat.
Karmakshayat.
Prabodhacha.
Prabodhacha.
Nivartete.
Nivartete.
Kramadubhe.
Kramadubhe.
Okay. See, Satoho sambandinoho. Say now. Satoho sambandinoho. See, sambandhi means one who has association. In marriage, we become sambandhis. Isn't it?
Yeah.
You become sambandhis. Look at this. Then in-laws, those in-laws, I mean, suppose the father's parents, the boy's parents and the girl's parents become sambandhis. Because sambandhis, how the wedding make them connected, isn't it? Sambandhinaha. Sambandaha means association, connection. Sambandhi means one who has connection. Sambandham vechikalama, first. Okay, can we have connection with this family? First they'll have sambandaha. Sambandaha, sambandha, not ordinary bandha, sambandha, because once you marry, it means lifelong, isn't it? You can't break and go, isn't it? That's why it's called sambandha, isn't it? Because life, iron galathu pair, we said 1,000 years, now of life. Therefore, we are very careful before they give the girl to the boy, they look for everything. Now, also for the boy, also they'll look for very carefully for the girl. Parabda. But still, parents are so anxious, okay? It's all Indian problem. You know what I'm saying? Sambandha means connection. Sambandhi means one who has connection. Sambandhi noho satoho. Now, of these two associations, two connections, not two connections, of these connected things, who are the connect two associates? Sambandinoho satoho means of these two associates. Of these two associates, of these two who have connections. Two associates means what? Mind and Sakshi, mind and body, mind and reflection of consciousness. Is it clear now? Mind and Chichaya. Say now. Mind and Chichaya. Mind and Dehaha. Mind and Sakshi. This is called Satoho Sambandinoho means of these two, of those two associates, no, of them, of those two associations, of two associates, here, which association is separable, which is not separable, which can be destroyed. What is said here? He says, Sahajasya, say no.
Sahajasya.
Nivrittihi.
Nivrittihi.
Nasti.
Nasti.
Sahajasya nivrittihi nasti. What does it mean? Sahaja tadatmyasya nivrittihi nasti. See, this natural association is what? Natural association cannot be eliminated, cannot be removed. Understand now? Elimination of the natural association between the mind and reflection of consciousness is not possible. Like what? It is not possible for you to remove your face from the reflecting mirror. The reflection and the reflecting medium are inseparable forever. Forever, as long as the mind is there, so long will there be association of the mind with the reflection of consciousness. Is it clear now? Suppose you can ask, as long as mind is, there will be reflection of consciousness and the part of the mind. That association cannot go at all. So long, as long as the mind is existent, so long, even in sleep, it resolves, consciousness is. Even after death also, what now? Mind will continue to survey, there will be reflection of consciousness on the part of the mind. Mind will be there. Even in pralayam, mind will be with what? Consciousness only. Even then, the mind ever, association of mind with the reflection of consciousness is always there. Never. Only when the mind in jnanam, understand, when the mind itself will resolve, reflecting medium breaks, then the reflection association will go. Is it clear now? When the mirror breaks, then the reflection will go. Till then, there will be reflection, isn't it? Therefore, it is sahajasya nivrittihi nasti. Say that now. Sahajasya nivrittihi nasti. Nivrittihi nasti. Isn't it? It is not possible for sahaja tadatmyam to be eliminated. Remove, nivrittihi means removal, elimination. Removal of, retiring of this association of the mind with the reflection of consciousness is not possible. It will never happen. Understand now? That is first he says. Thereafter he says, what about the karmaja tadatmyam? What is karmaja tadatmyam? Association of this conscious mind with the body. Isn't it? My God, how long will the mind be associated with the body, physical body? I told you already, karma kshayat. Say now, karma kshayat. Kshayaha means exhaustion, elimination, isn't it? So, by only when the karma kshayaha means by only when the prarabdha karma is exhausted, only by the exhaustion of prarabdha karma phalam, the body and the mind association will come to an end. Now I tell you, the mind leaves the physical body, association of the mind and the physical body is separable or not? Separable association. That is why we all get like new dress, we all get new bodies. Understand now? We don't know what body we wore, we had last Janma, now we have this body. And some of us are very happy with the physical body at present, what we got. We're not very happy, and we can hope for a better one next Janma. Okay? Next Janma means what? Therefore, this is beautiful. I tell you, Shastra makes it so clear. The mind, mind will remain associated with the body. How long? As long as Prarabdha is there. But when does the association of the mind and the body comes to an end? When does it come to an end? Karmakshayat. Karmakshaye yada karma paradham karmanaha kshayaha bhavati. When the paradha karma is exhausted totally, paradha karma alone is exhausted totally. Karma cannot be, all the karmas cannot be exhausted totally. Understand now? Sanjita Agam, I'm leaving. Only paradha karma is totally exhausted, the mind will quit the body. The departure of the mind from the physical body after the exhaustion of prarabdha karma is said to be the death. And this same mind, and in keeping with the new set of prarabdha karma, assuming another body, and is said to be what? Birth. Is it clear now? This mind travels. Who travels now? Sakshi does not travel, but this mind travels. Is it clear? Ahankritihi travels from one body to another body. That is why you say punarapi jananam, punarapi maranam, punarapi janani jatare shayanam. Is it clear now? Okay, this is the karmaja tadatvyam. So, sahaja tadatvyam does not come to an end at all. And karmaja tadatvyam comes to an end when the karma is exhausted. Karmakshayat karmaja tadatmyasya nivrittihi bhavati. Is it clear now? Then, last one. What is other nadatartyam? Associates. Mind, three pairs are there. Association of the mind with the identity of the mind with the sakshi. What is tadatmyam? Bhrantija tadatmyam. That bhrantija tadatmyam, I told you already, tadatmyam itself is not possible. Like the rope and snake cannot be connected. Light and darkness cannot be associated. Like that, here sakshi and mind cannot be associated. As a Swamiji said, dream girl and real boy cannot marry, or real girl, dream boy cannot marry. Similarly, association is not at all possible. Still, association is made possible due to what now? Confusion. Confusion is born of ignorance. Ajnanaja Bhrantija Tadatmyam. Isn't it? So, this Tadatmyam also is Nivrittihi Bhavati. Bhrantija Tadatmyasya Nivrittihi Asti. Isn't it? Elimination of the Bhrantija Tadatmyam is possible. Elimination of, removal of this association of the mind with the Sakshi. Are you all listening to me or not?
Yes.
This association of this mind with the sakshi is removable. How? It is caused by what? Bhranti. So, by removing the confusion. How can, what is which causes the confusion? Ignorance. Therefore, prabodhat. Prabodha means knowledge. By knowledge, of what the Sakshi is, what the Sakshi is not, but discriminative knowledge of what Sakshi is, what Sakshi is not, isn't it? By that knowledge, the confusion caused by ignorance can be removed. By removing the confusion caused by ignorance, the wrong identity born of confusion also can be removed. So this Bhrantija Tadatmya means wrong identity of the consciousness and the mind, the pure consciousness and the mind caused by confusion, isn't it? Born of ignorance can be removed by knowledge. So, prabodhat. Prabodha means what? Knowledge. Is it clear now? Knowledge. Now he has given, made very clear, the three associations of the mind with the three factors. Of the three associations, isn't it? Mind's association with the reflection of consciousness cannot be removed at all. Will not go. Then association of the mind with the body will go when the parabdha gets exhausted. But association of the mind with the consciousness, other means a wrong identity, isn't it? Can be removed by what? Knowledge. Is it clear now? Prabodhat. Say now? Prabodha means knowledge. Tattva bodha, you understood? Prabodha. Say now? Bodha. Prabodha. Ariyamayinal tondriya kurapattinal erpatta in the manadirkum parambulukkum ulla thodarbanadu ariyamai neenga peruvadal pohum. Arivil pohum. Tamil varamatting tadin. Suddenly it doesn't come Tamil. Okay. So what I'm saying, Bhramtija Tadatyam goes by Prabodha. Say Sanskrit words. Bhramtija Tadatyam goes by Prabodha. And Karmaja Tadatyam will go by exhaustion of Karmakshayaha. Say now, Karmakshayaha. And Sahaja Tadatyam will be there as long as mind is. As long as mind survives. How long does the mind survive? As long as ajnanam is there, but the mind will survive. Okay? This he explained very beautifully in this verses. Okay.
Sambandhinaha.
Yeah. No, sambandhinoho satoho. Satoho means of these two associates which are. These two associates which are. Namaste. See, what I'm saying? Sambandhinoho satoho. Satoho means which are. Sat. Sat, asti no, satru anta asti. Lilla, sambandhi nohana, the sambandha pattave halil, manad, mind, of those two associations, of the two associates, mind and body, mind and consciousness, mind and reflection of consciousness. These three pairs of associates.
Satur nasti.
Satur. No, satoho. Satoho. I split it actually. Sator only. But I want to separate it actually. Sambandhinoho satoho of those two associates of three pairs. That's the meaning actually. The sambandhapattavehalil. That is what, okay? Of those two associates of three pairs, isn't it? Three pairs of associates. And each pair is what? Each pair mind is the common factor. And isn't it? Of them, sahaja tadatmyasya nivrittihi nasti. Karmakshayat karmaja tadatmyasya nivrittihi bhavati. And then, prabodhat bhrantija tadatmyasya nivrittihi bhavati. Is it clear? Do you find it will go konja mele poda? Does it go above your head? Because it's very, I tell you, this is yet, you see, nice way of making you understand. See, because it's a standard book, you know, because Vidyarana Swami means he won't say, come on, all simple words he won't say. Okay. I think these all these old lessons only. I haven't come to the new lesson at all. Is it okay now? It's clear? I repeated because you have to remember the three tadatyams and the three the associations and three how it is removed and what is not removed, etc. It is how he develops the subject matter so beautifully, very beautifully he is going to develop it. Okay.
Ahankaralaye suptau bhaved dehopyachetanaha ahankaralaye suptau bhaved Dehopyachetanaha Ahankara Vikasardhaha Swapna Sarvastu Jagaraha
So in this, he is talking about the function of the mind again. Little more he says about the mind here. Ahankara laya. Now he does not talk about the vritti amsham of the mind. He talks about the dravya amsham of the mind. Yes, ahankara laya. Ahankara laya means what? Yada ahankarasya layaha bhavati. When the ahankara, what ahankara here? Mind. When the mind material is what? When it remains unmanifest. Remains unmanifest means what? It is resolved. Then he says, that is when suptihi means sushuptihi. Sushuptihi means what? Deep sleep state. Okay? Ahankara laye suptihi. Suptau. When the ahankara is unmanifest, when this mind is unmanifest, unmanifest means what here? Mind is unmanifest, mind is resolved, then what happens here? Suptihi. In deep sleep state. When you call it deep sleep state, that means what? There no vrittihi rises. No vrittihi rises. When do you say mind is unmanifest, mind is resolved? When the vrittis do not rise. That means what? Mind is totally resolved. When the mind is totally resolved, is there reflection of consciousness or not? Reflection of consciousness is always there. Mind is ever illumined, isn't it? Then, dehaha achetanaha bhavet. Look at this. Then in suptau, in deep sleep state, when this ahankara, the mind stuff is unmanifest, resolved, then dehaha api achetanaha bhavati bhavet. This body becomes as though insentient. Don't say body becomes unconscious, okay? Body becomes as though insentient, as though dead. In deep sleep state, all our bodies are not dead, but they're as though dead. Is it true or not? If it is not as though insentient and as though dead, and you will be sleeping, mind will be walking. Okay? Why mind, the body will be walking? Why the body falls? Mind has to sleep for the body to remain quiet. Know that? Mind sleeps, that is when body also falls flat. Either you sit in sleep or you lie down and sleep, doesn't matter. Body does not move, does not do any action. Understand now? It's not dead. It is as though dead when the mind is totally unmanifest, the mind is resolved. That state of mind is called what? Deep sleep state. So in deep sleep state, mind is passive, no thoughts rise, mind is totally non-functional, there is no experience except the only one experience of the other experiences being not there. There's only one experience in deep sleep state. What is that? Experience of absence of experience is the only experience you have, isn't it? Then the thoughts are all not there. Mind is totally non-functional means what? All the vrittis are resolved. Therefore, what happens now? Mind is not associated with the sense powers. Mind is not associated with the vrittis also. Understand now? Then mind is resolved. That is called is what now? There's total blankness of mind. When the mind is, that state of mind is called a deep sleep state. In that deep sleep state, whenever mind is present, but mind is totally non-functional, whenever the mind becomes non-functional, the physical body is not dead, but as though dead. Understand now? And don't talk to me about somnambulists. That is a different problem. Okay? Here is healthy person's mind, I'm saying. One who mind is asleep means body is as though dead. Isn't it? Suppose if you are living in India, mosquitoes will come and bite you also, you won't even know and you will do that and you sleep. I mean, you won't even know that you have killed mosquitoes in the night. That means what? You're as though dead. Understand now? You won't walk. You cannot say, no, I am sleeping, I can do lots of work. I can go cook and then eat and then do and then draw and read and then do my other work. If anybody can say, that is not deep sleep state, isn't it? Body is as though dead. Now look at next sentence now. Ahankara vikasardaha. Say now. Ahankara vikasardaha. So, ahankara layaha, ahankara vikasardaha, ahankara sarva vikasaha. Understand now, purna vikasaha. Now, the mind is, what happens now, half awake, partially awake, semi-functional. Then what happens now? Ardha vikasaha. Say now, ardha vikasaha. Ardha vikasaha means what now? Half awake. Mind is half awake. Half awake, partially awake, partially functional, semi-functional. That means what? Ardha vikasaha of the mind. Not avikasaha, ardha vikasaha. Half bloomed. How do you say, Swamiji, what is the measure? What is scale with which you measure that mind is half awake? Half awake means, what happens in that ardha vikasa? Mind does not have association with the senses, does not back up the senses, therefore senses remain non-functional, therefore perception of external world does not take place, isn't it? Therefore half asleep. Understand now? But when is, what does the half awake mind, what does it do? How does it still half awake? Because it has, what now? Mind has stored, collected lot of, you know, the perceptions, lot of information gathered during the waking state, and they all have in the mind, isn't it? And those recordings of the registration of registered things of the perceptions during the waking state in this life, last month, last janma, okay, even Understand now? Last year, anytime, those will be the subconscious will be there. So the only some vrittis, look at this, they come back and they will replay, not a new registration, replay of the old registered stuff, isn't it, will be there. That is when you have something called dream, swapnaha. Say now. Only the inner world alone is there. There is no external world is not there. But inner world alone is there. Dream world alone is there. Vrittis functions. Therefore, what do we say now? Mind is only ardha vikasaha. When the mind is half functional, no, half, say, partially active, then mind is said to be half awake. Is what now? Swapnaha. Ardha vikasaha is called what? Swapnaha. Swapna is a dream state of the mind. Then, sarvastu jagaraha. Say no? Sarvastu jagaraha. Don't think, oh, I know all these three set of experience, what is Swami is repeating. Don't think that way. It is very, very important. This is how the teacher, always we think, oh, I know all three set of experience. Already we have learned that Tathabodha, we know all these things already. It's boring. Don't ever think that way. This is how he develops it. We had to be good with the teacher. This teacher also, I'm telling you. Okay? Sarvastu jagaraha. Sarvaha vikasaha. Sarvaha means what? Sarvaha vikasaha. Sarva vikasaha means what? Purna vikasaha. Purna vikasa means what now? Total blossoming. The mind is, when the mind is totally functional, totally active, then that state is called waking state. How do you say mind is totally functional, totally active? In deep sleep state, mind is totally non-functional, asleep, isn't it? In waking, mind is totally, when the mind is totally functional, purna vikasaha, sarvaha vikasaha, we call it jagaraha, waking state of the mind. How do you say that? Then, the inner world also, I mean, that then the, all the thoughts are also there. The mind is associated with the sense organs. Thereby, there is a sense powers are also active. So, in waking state, the mind functions with the sense organs. Thereby, the external world also is illumined. Then we call it, mind is totally functional. Then mind is, we call that state of mind as what? Waking state. Jagaraha. Say now? Jagaraha. When the mind functions by itself without associating with the sense organs, mind is half awake, then it is called swapnaha. When the mind is active totally, mind functions with the sense organs, mind is totally functional, then we call it jagaraha. Prida, manam thanaga yengudal, pulangalodu sernthu yengudal. Mind functioning by itself as functioning with the sense organs. When it functions along with the sense organs, it illumines the external world, thereby it's called it waking state. The mind functions by itself without associating with the sense organs. It is half awake, partially awake. We call it swapnaha, dream state. The mind is totally non-functional, then no vritti rises, then that state is called what? Deep sleep state. But in that, now we have to understand, when the mind is present, but non-functional, body is as though dead. When the mind is, understand now, mind is absent, then body is dead, really dead. Mind is present, but mind is present in the body, but totally non-functional. Mind is as, body is as though dead. Mind is absent, body is really dead. Not as though dead, really dead. The mind is totally functional, body is totally alive. Is it clear now? Body is totally alive. Not as though dead, isn't it? When is body totally alive? In waking state, body is totally alive because mind is totally functional. In deep sleep state, mind is totally not present but non-functional. Therefore, body is not dead but body is as though dead. Do you see the difference? I'm repeating these things for the sake of understanding. Okay? The simple people who need to understand. That's what I'm teaching. And body, when the mind is absent, body is really dead. So when is it dead? When is it as though dead? When is it? When body fully alive? Is it clear now? That is said in this verse. Very important verse are coming now. Let us stop here. No, it's too much. Okay. Read a verse and stop. I won't go to the next lesson. The 11th and 12th are important. Actually, will give you a lot of clarity. And the 13th verse only, he is going to introduce Maya. There is a lot of confusion now. Are there two things or what? No. Substance is one. Understand now? Substantives are many. That, see, the Maya, Brahman, Ishvara confusion will be totally resolved for good when you come to 13th verse. So, don't miss the next class. Okay. Now, why I'm not saying anything, I'm not bribing you or anything. I'm just telling the truth. Because all these lessons are simple lessons. This is how he building blocks. You know that? Because you know these things, I can't just skip them and leap to the next verse. Isn't it? I want to go systematically, so step by step. Read that verse now.
Ahankara laye suptau.
Ahankara
laye suptau. Bhave deho pyachetanaha. Bhave deho pyachetanaha. Ahankara vikasardhaha. Ahankar vikasardhah swapna sarva ahankar vikasardhah swapna sarvastu jagarah sarvastu jagarah.
You can say ahankara layah, say no.
Suptihi.
Ahankara. Vikasa ardaha. Swapnaha. Ahankara. Sarva vikasaha. Jagaraha. Okay. Suptihi. Swapnaha. Jagaraha. Say now. Suptihi. Swapnaha. Jagaraha. What are they? Three states of the mind. Non-functional, fully functional and half functional states of the mind. Understand now, when is body dead? When is body totally alive? When is body as though dead? Remember that.